This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Punching through, like you're setting up a box or, you know, in, what do they call it?
Offline.
Offline, that we had someone punching through because at Sunny Coast, they were all on the outside and we weren't driving and being a decoy or have someone, you know, taking the depth drive. So worked on that and I think it was executed tonight.
And Sophie, from a front-end perspective, obviously that was probably part of the frustration around last week, but I guess as a unit dimension in the coverage that you guys take a lot of accountability to work between yourselves, what are the conversations that, as a playing group, you've had around your own expectations of yourselves, but then how you go out there today and execute?
Yeah, I think because we rely so much on not one single player, we rely on everyone doing their job. So if someone or like one or two people aren't doing their job, I feel like our attack end kind of capitulates a little bit. So for us, I think it's going out there, doing our own job, making sure that the defender has to be on you because you're doing your job and you're working hard and they're not able to go off and fly at something else. I thought we did a really good job at that tonight. I thought the defenders were flying, but because everyone was doing their job, we had other options. Whereas I feel like last week they were probably flying and their defence was really good last week, but we didn't have any other options. So the person with the ball, I feel like, was under pressure and there was probably a lot more held balls last week and unforced errors that we could have saved.
And Di, how's Kate enjoying her newfound number one position at wing attack?
You know what? She's not bad. It actually changes it up. I quite like her there. Do you like her there?
Yeah, well, normally we're the combo.
And I think with Zara in the middle too, because she's come from wing defence, her defensive game as a centre is quite good, so she does pick some ball up for us. So, but now I'm enjoying watching her there. I think she enjoys herself. She thinks she's a great wing attack.
She's got an alter ego.
Hannah mentioned as well that very much a proactive approach to resting her today, and she kind of figured it was probably going to be a couple of weeks anyway. What's your position? Do you see her coming back before finals to get a few weeks in before then, or how's the progress going?
They'll probably try and load her up this week and see how she goes, but we're confident that she should be available next week. It'd be nice to have her back on court. We do miss her, but yeah, so that's the plan.
When she played, obviously, just the quarter, two rounds ago now, was that basically seeing if she could manage to load into it? Did she come in with that injury and it was to see how much load can we get in, or was it a pre-planned?
Yeah, it was pre-planned load management.
And then
that's all I'm giving you.
And then just we'll have to monitor
because we want her there for finals, so we're not going to rush her back if she's not 100%.
Speaking of finals, did speak to Sophie about this on call, but Di, your perspective, obviously a pretty hectic run home with pretty much the top four battling it out against each other. How important are these next few games to get you ready for finals and to go in with good momentum?
Yeah, no, it is really important. I actually mentioned in our team meeting before we went out that this next phase is really important, that we're starting to play our best netball, and I feel there was patches today that we are. Obviously still, you don't want to be flying right now, but really important that we just take each week as we go and each team as we go. So, but hopefully we really start putting out some really good performances the next month.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.